All right, next up, it's another hour of the Kim Komando Show podcast, exclusively for Komando community members. Here's hour three for the weekend of May 1st, 2021.
Oh my gosh, good news for everybody. Yes, post-pandemic, we are so tired of watching TV. I know I am. Maybe you're like always arguing with people in your home about what you should be watching on Netflix. Well, Netflix has secretly launched something called Play Something. It's a button that will randomly play TV shows and movies and documentaries that it thinks that you will enjoy. And it's now being rolled out globally, and it shows you a TV series or something that you've never seen before. And you know, last night I watched Dunkirk on Netflix, and I was so disappointed when I found out it wasn't a William Shatner documentary. Get it? Dunkirk. I know. That one wasn't the best, all right? But they get better, so you got to stick with me. Because you see, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, just an example of all the fun that we have here week after week as we talk about living the best digital life ever. You can find the Kim Komando Show on 420 top stations from coast to coast and streaming in your favorite radio app. And you can always get the entire show as a podcast over at GetKim.com. And you can also hear us on American Forces Network Radio. Special shout out and thanks goes to our servicemen and women in the Army, Marines, Navy, Air Force, Coast Guard, and Space Force who are protecting our great nation as I speak. And our T-Mobile Unlimited listener line is now open at 1-888-825-5254. And I'd like to thank Epson for helping to make this show possible. Does your printer have enough ink for yet another year of work reports and tax forms? Well, if you print a lot or wish you could print a lot without worrying about ink, it's super important that you have the right printer. Now, Epson is changing the game with their cartridge-free EcoTank printers that have these super-sized, easy-to-fill ink tanks. And let me tell you, they just come with a ridiculous amount of ink, enough to print thousands of pages. Now, if you're like me, you've tried rationing your printing. You have to save yourself from replacing ink cartridges. I mean, I used to sit there and say to myself, do I really need to print this in color? I mean, is that really necessary? You don't have to do that with the EcoTank. And you can also stop buying expensive ink cartridges and save yourself the frustration of replacing ink cartridges ever again. With the Epson EcoTank, you don't have to worry about running out of ink. Now you can print all of your business documents, your reports, your tax forms, and your task lists in color too. I just love my EcoTank. It saved me so much time and money. You can kiss expensive cartridges goodbye already. EcoTank makes it easy. Make the switch today. Add the EcoTank to your online shopping list so you can fill and chill. Epson EcoTank printers available at Best Buy, Office Depot, Staples, and at Epson.com/EcoTankKim and Simply Safe. Simply Safe is an award-winning home security system. So you know it's engineered with the latest technology to keep your family safe. But what really sets Simply Safe apart is its people. Highly trained security experts who are always there for you when you need them the most. They really care about keeping you safe. When an alarm goes off, a person who cares is there for you with a phone call to make sure that you're okay. When an emergency happens, they're there to get fire and police responders to your front door right away. And the bottom line is this. When you need them most, Simply Safe is there 24/7 with experts trained to not only keep you safe, but to make you feel safe. It's one of the many reasons U.S. News recently called Simply Safe the best home security of 2021. And it really gives me peace of mind knowing that if anyone broke into my home, the alarm's going to go off and the Simply Safe team would be right there by my side every step of the way. To learn more about how Simply Safe can help protect you, visit SimplySafeKim.com today, where you can customize your system. And by the way, you're going to get a free HD security camera. That's SimplySafeKim.com, SimplySafeKim.com. All right, let's get this hour started with five things you need to know about consumer tech that's going to keep you up to date. And a few days ago, Apple finally rolled out iOS 14.5. It's the biggest update since iOS 14 debuted last fall. But the big deal everybody's talking about is this app tracking transparency. It has huge implications for targeted advertising. So now when you open third-party apps, such as Facebook, you're going to be asked, hey, do you want to be tracked across the web? You're like, I don't think so. Facebook's not too happy about this because they make about $40 billion a year from that tracking. And apparently has called a personal rift between Mark Zuckerberg and Apple's CEO Tim Cook. It's going to be bad for Facebook, but it's really good for everybody else. That's not the only new feature. Now you can also set Face ID to unlock your iPhone if you're wearing a mask, as long as you have an Apple Watch on. There's also some new emoji, a heart mending, a face in the clouds, The new AirPods Max, a syringe. That one's so small, you can barely see the needle. And as it turns out, a syringe without a needle is really pointless. All right, number two, Samsung had a whole bunch of announcements this past week. Their Unpacked event. This is actually their third one so far this year. Well, Samsung announced these new, what they're calling mobile-first laptops. Four new Galaxy Book laptops run Windows 10 Intel processors. Base and Pro models, they're thin clamshell style. The Galaxy Book Pro 360 is a two-in-one, comes with a stylus. The Odyssey is for the gamers. They range in price from $1,000 to $1,400. And it has deep integration with Windows 10, your phone app. So you can take calls, text, whatever you want to do. You can do it on your phone. You can do it on your Galaxy Book as well. They're going to be out in just a couple of weeks. As far as integration goes, iPhones and Macs, you know, they worked well together. But as far as Microsoft and Samsung, they have barely just scratched the surface. Number three, Zoom fatigue. Yeah, we all still have it. And Zoom says, well, we're going to make things a little bit better for you. So they rolled out something called the Immersive View. Microsoft Teams has this, the auditorium mode. That's where everybody can look like they're sitting in their seats. Well, Zoom's Immersive View is really kind of like that. It's a virtual background that you can place meeting participants into, like this auditorium or boardrooms or classrooms, but it's not limited. Any image is okay, as long as one of these immersive backgrounds. It has to meet the right criteria. So you got coffee shops and living rooms. I guess there's nothing now stopping you from making one that looks like everyone is in the middle of the ocean with nowhere to go, which is what some of these Zoom meetings kind of feel like anyway. I'm not going to get onto all the specifics. Number four, you need to have your fiber. Your mother always told you that. If you're an AT&T fiber subscriber, listen to this. They're doing away with the lowest tier 100 megabits per second plan, and they're replacing it with 300 megabits per second. And they're not going to charge you. What? AT&T? Not charging you for that? They're saying, it's okay. We're not going to do that. It used to be 300 megabits was middle of the road, and that one's going up to 500 megabits. And guess what? You're not going to see a price increase with that either. The top speed is still 1 gigabit. And they're not making any changes there. But the reason why is that we have so many different ISPs and got T-Mobile rolling out 5G is that I'm sure AT&T is sitting there saying, what can we do to compete? And finally, number five, this is interesting to me. What if you could have a browser that would pay you to see the ads and not track you? What? Yeah. I know you're saying, well, maybe there's like the Brave browser here in the United States. That's kind of like that, but not really. In the UK, there's a show called Dragon's Den. It's on the BBC. It's kind of like Shark Tank. Get it? Like Dragon's Den, Shark Tank, same deal. On a recent episode, one of the pitch impressed all the judges enough to invest. The pitch was made by a founder of a London-based company called Generate, the eight being the number eight. They say they want to keep your data private and they have a brand new browser. So the free browser blocks ads and pops up from the internet at large and instead shows you targeted ads. So if you watch their ads, you get points to spend on products and services. Basically, it's a browser that's going to reward you for the data that you do share and you're allowing cookies to track you, but you may be making some money along the way. Now, before you sign up and go, wow, Kim, that's fantastic. I want to go get it now. It's only available to those people who live in the UK, and they're hoping to bring it to the United States. But have you ever noticed something about British people? They don't pronounce the T in British. They say British. I'm British. You know why? Because the Americans threw all the tea in the ocean. That's why. British. Hey, do you call your kids every single time you have a problem with your home computer? You know, they're just too busy with their own issues to walk you through fixing your PC's problems. And with all the phone and web tech support scams out there, it can be really, really difficult to know where to turn, who you can trust. And that's why I'm here to tell you about SolveIQ, the pros there. As a matter of fact, Ralph in the Commando community sent me this wonderful note the other day that he spent a couple of days, a couple of hours on the phone with the folks at SolveIQ, because he had all these issues with his computer and his scanner and trying to get things to work. And he ended it by saying, I love SolveIQ. More people should be with SolveIQ. It's only $9.95. You can call them for any problem that you have, and they're going to sit on the phone until they fix it. Yes, that's right. It's an expert support team. They're experienced, reliable, knowledgeable. You get help whenever you need it. So they're there to take your call the next time your printer acts up, your scanner doesn't work, your webcam just stops working, Windows 10 takes a dump. You know what happens? For just a few bucks a month, you can call SolveIQ tech experts as many times as you need. And get this, they also have this patented software that works in the background to protect and optimize your computer in real time, stopping problems even before they start. Last month, they blocked over 120,000 unsafe malware, phishing, and data harvesting websites. And the average user freed up around 5 gigs of storage without having to lift a finger. So let the pros at SolveIQ help. Join today, solveiq.com/Kim. That's Solve, S-O-L-V-E, the letters IQ. solveiq.com/Kim. All right, coming up in this hour, I got so much. I was having trouble squeezing it all in. We're going to talk about how often you should wipe your smartphone, get it back to new. We have brand new or not true. And I know I say this every week, but this week it's going to be really, really difficult. And you know what brand new or not true is? It's America's favorite radio game show sensation, where you get to play along at home, as well as if you're in the community, you're playing along with the interactive chat. And of course, we have all of your fantastic phone calls that you don't want to miss here on this coast-to-coast broadcast of the Kim Komando Show. Hey, I'm sure you have at least, I don't know, a few questions about something digital I can lend a hand to, and I'm always here to help you. What you can do is a couple of ways, is that you can always drop me an email through the website. Just head over to komando.com. That's K-O-M-A-N-D-O.com. And when you're there, just hit the link at the bottom of the page that says contact us. And then there's a box that says ask Kim. And that's, of course, where you want to go. And if you're a Komando community member, just want to let you know, we also have the Q&A forum there. So you can also drop your questions there. To sign up, just head over to getkim.com. Let's start this hour with Aaron in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Hi there, Aaron.
Hi, Kim. How are you doing?
I'm fantastic. Thank you for your call.
Wonderful. I'll give you a little bit of background. I was in the U.S. Army counterintelligence from 1998 to 2002. I was actually right there in Arizona with you.
Where are you?
Huachuco is where I was stationed at. Most intelligence military occupation specialties for the Army do their initial training and after basic training. After military, I went to college, and I worked in the private sector for loss prevention and asset protection. But back to data points. I heard you say to your producer, it was the other day, I believe, of something like 27,000 data points about a person that is collected in a day. I'm here to tell you that back when I was in the service, we actually collected over 100,000 data points or more. And this is 20 years ago when the fastest public computers were actually Pentium Pro 200 megahertz.
Oh, gosh, so, yeah. I forgot about
yeah.
that.
And yeah, they were, that's a long time ago, so...
So 100
data points, so that was over 100,000.
Okay. So how did you define a data point?
A data point is actually any bit of information you can take about a person, a place, or a thing, any noun. So, and literally the number of data points you own a person is infinite because you have to take into context the variable of time. It's also used in algorithms as the Greek letter rho. In the intelligence world, the two most valuable commodities you can have are time and information. And you can have data points. Then you take those same data points in intervals of 10 minutes, 3 days, 20 seconds, doesn't matter what the interval is. Then you can compare that data point and you apply pattern recognition to them for analysis to get, you know, predictions about the future of those same data points. We did this a lot with, say, asset mapping when we were looking for a terrorist or stuff like that. And then you just let row factor in. And, you know, 20 years ago is a long time, but these are practices that still go on today. And the military, all branches, have plenty of intelligence. I mean, from Army counterintelligence to Air Force cryptology and the entire U.S. Cyber Command. But you got to remember, not everybody who started in these military occupation specialties stayed in the military for 20 to 30 years and retired.
Right.
So less than 10% actually make a career out of it. So now we have those same people have moved over into corporate America, and they take those same skill sets with them. So now people can apply these things into consumers, Google, Facebook, all your big name companies can do
that, and
they get more information.
It's a really interesting perspective, Aaron, because I have to tell you, I really hadn't thought about correlating what we're doing with the military intelligence and then applying that to the consumer. I mean, so many people I've spoken to, and everybody's in concurrence that each of us have a digital avatar, And whatever we do, that data point is being directly correlated to that digital avatar. And they're even saying that at some point in time, that digital avatar, after we pass, will be able to still continue to do things.
Right, exactly. And it'll still give even predictions based on the pattern recognition of the past. And companies use that to figure out, well, did Kim eat hot dogs 20 years ago? Did she eat hot dogs 15 years ago? And so on and so forth, and to figuring out, well, her hot dog consumption dropped off about 4.5 years ago, but we see that her pizza consumption picked up. So why don't we try to pitch pizza to Kim? And imagine that with every product and service you can imagine, and that's pretty much what corporate America and the entire, really, the world's going to. I mean, it's all about information.
It is, and that goal is because the money is not in, the money's in the data collection. I mean, the money's, the data is what's worth all the money. Let me ask you a quick question.
Sure.
Knowing where you've been, and knowing you're obviously very astute what's going on, is there anything that surprises you?
Not much in my age now. And I will tell you, especially when you talk about money, you get many good things from serving your country, confidence, respect, sense of accomplishment, and a lot of things. One thing you did not get for serving your country is money. Soldiers do not get paid that well. But no, I am surprised, but I don't want to get into politics. That's really what surprises me, is sometimes how we as humans can see so close to us, we can't see the trees because of the forest. And it's the lack of common sense, actually, is what surprises me with some people.
The lack of common sense goes across many different facets of many different areas of our lives. And I appreciate and I thank you, Aaron, for not going down that political path, because it just is a place where I don't like to take the show, because so many people are so polarized, aren't they? It's just crazy. It's
like, exactly. It is. At least politics and the realm of politics.
Yes. Hey, Aaron, thank you so much for serving our country. I appreciate that. And if you're ever in Phoenix, I'd love to shake your hand and be sure to stop by the studio. Some really terrific insight there. Thank you, Aaron. Hey, listen, America's ready to get back to work, but to succeed, you need every advantage. Smart companies run on NetSuite by Oracle, the number one cloud business system. Schedule a free product tour right now while you're thinking about it over at netsuite.com/Kim. That's netsuite.com/Kim. Over at commando.com, we did an article about why it's a good idea to wipe your smartphone at least once a year. What? Yeah, you should be doing that. We have all the steps and some more reasons why, again, over on the website. Just hit KOMANDO.com. Stay right where you are. Brand New or Not True is coming up, and I hope you have your thinking cap on this week. That's right. It's time now for Brand New or Not True. This week is brought to you by ExpressVPN. There's a $5 billion class action lawsuit against Google in California, where it's accused of secretly collecting user data. Their defense? Incognito does not mean invisible. So stay invisible. You can do that and get 3 extra months free at expressvpn.com/Kim. If you're brand new to the show, welcome. And it's time for Brand New or Not True, because after all, there are thousands and thousands of new gadgets and gizmos that are announced every single month here in the tech industry. And sometimes they're really great. And sometimes you're like, wow, what are they really thinking? So that's where I came up with the idea of Brand New or Not True. And I present you, the home listener, along with a very special contestant, 3 gadgets in the tech world. It's up to you to decide which 2 products of the 3 products are fake. I made them completely up. So remember, 2 are fake, 1 is true. Now you notice that no product names are given, because people have been cheating. They've been just Googling things. No cheating here. I want you to think. Like winning at Minecraft, you do that fair and cube, right? Fair and cube. And our contestant this week, I mean our victim, our contestant is Greg in Fargo, North Dakota. Hi there, Greg.
Well, hello. Thank you for having me on your program.
So what do you do there in Fargo?
Well, now I'm selling real estate. I've been doing that for about 12 years.
You pretty good at it?
I'd like to think so. I have hundreds of clients who say they're pretty happy with me, so I'd say I'm doing pretty good, yeah.
So have you seen a lot of out-of-towners from the pandemic wanting to move to Fargo?
We're seeing, a lot of folks wanting to relocate out of the cities, getting out in our more rural area. My marketplace is mostly rural property and lake property. I do a lot of recreational selling, and our demand is like everywhere. It's just through the roof, and inventory is just horribly light.
Yeah, that's true of everywhere. Well, Brand New or Not True, Remember, two products are fake, one's real. And if you win, I will do a 60-second cameo for you. That's priceless. Sometimes people charge hundreds and hundreds of dollars for those over at cameo.com, but I will do one for you absolutely free. But, you know, there is a price there. That's if you win. Now, if you lose, you will be sporting one of the hottest fashion trends known to mankind, Greg. You're going to have a Kim Commando Show fanny pack. Yes. So you ready to play?
I'm holding on with both hands. Let her rip.
Okay, product number one. If you've ever had a difficult breakup, you know, it leaves you craving affection and intimacy. But what if you're traveling and you're not near your partner? Or maybe you're single and you're committed to being single. In all of these situations, maybe what you need to make you feel content is someone who you don't know just sit and cuddle with you. Just like there are Uber drivers to take you where you need to go and Instacart shoppers to get your groceries, you can hire somebody to cuddle with you by the hour, and they're even going to come to your house. Now, cuddlers have to pass an online test to get their official cuddler certificate. The cost is around $100 per hour. They often have a two-hour minimum. And if you think you could make a good cuddler, and if you're looking to make some extra money with a side hustle, you can sign up to be a cuddler too. Now, I know what you're thinking. Cuddlers are only spooning, definitely no forking. Right, number two, Greg, is about your brain. Our brain health is completely dependent on what we eat, exercise, and of course, sleep. Now, new to the market is all-encompassing tech solution comprised of brain health supplements and an app to challenge your brain, and then it's gonna track all your progress. You get 30 days of daily supplements to improve, they say, your memory, your alertness, your focus, and you feel sharper. And just a few minutes a day, you play three brain games in the app, that's all it takes. And then they say that you're going to get a mental workout to keep you challenged and retain skills that matter the most. Great for aging brains. Some 75-year-old guy, Martin Mann, reviewed it in the App Store and said this, it really works. It's not just in your head. The cost, $19.99 a month because you get the supplements and there are some in-app purchases. And finally, product number three. Are you married, Greg?
I am.
All right. This is a brand new app. Uses sophisticated artificial intelligence that tells you how things are really going on in your marriage. It's designed so that there are no more questions about who's doing what or who's doing more. Here's how it works. Each person in the marriage creates a profile that keeps track of accomplishments. Family chores are listed for ease of use. You can also input your own. Once a week, all the points are tallied up. So take the trash out without anybody asking. 1 point for you. Pick up the dog poop in the yard, 25 points. But let's say after making dinner, cleaning the kitchen, doing the laundry, doing homework, putting the kids to bed, and after 20 years of marriage, one night you are ready to get your sexy back, that is 500 points. The app's motto is, marriage is like a deck of cards. At the start, you need a heart and a diamond. It doesn't have to mean at the end, you need a club and a spade. $5.99 in the App Store. So, remember, two are fake and one is real. So we have product number one, Greg, is be a cuddler, hire a cuddler. Two is the brain power, the supplements with the games in an app. And three is what we'll call the marriage meter. So which product do you think is real?
Oh, my goodness. I never thought this would be so tough. I could see all of them being real. To be safe, I better go with B.
The brain power. Okay, let's ask Mike. Greg is going with brain power.
Okay, we go to the judges. Is it the brain power? Greg is wrong. Greg. All right, here is the real product.
My name is Can, and I do professional cuddling in New York City. Honestly, I don't even love the word cuddling. If I was going to name therapy, I would call it alternative touch.
That's right. Did you ever think there'd be a come a time in our lives, Greg, where you could hire a professional cuddler in an app?
Well, unfortunately, my prior career was as a police officer, and that cuddling thing just scared me. based on my prior employment. So...
I don't blame. Well, you know, it's not a bad thing. You're going to get a Kim Commando Show fanny pack. Yes. Yay. For you.
Well, I do appreciate that. Thank you.
Okay, so what's going on with you, sir?
Well, so, you know, first impressions are always so important. And in our real estate life, with everything being digital, pictures are what help you sell. And whenever possible, I try to use a professional photographer. We hire someone to come out, do the pictures, do the Matterport type tour, the virtual tours. We get the drone shots.
Sure.
But with rural property and in the market we're in, sometimes I'm too far out from Fargo, and it's just not feasible to do that, so we have to do our own pictures.
Okay.
I started out, I picked up an EOS Rebel T5 camera, and I bought some what I thought were pretty good lenses. And originally my pictures were looking real good, but over time it just seems like they're losing their spark, or maybe I'm just noticing it more.
Okay.
But it just seems that pictures aren't so sharp. They're a little bit dull. Yet the stuff I shoot with my Motorola Droid camera phone are actually coming in clearer than this $1,000 camera and lens I'm working.
And that's not too unusual. See, when you take a picture with this Canon camera, most of the processing is not happening when you take the picture. The processing is happening when you import it and then you take it into Photoshop or your photo editing. When you're taking a picture on your Motorola Droid phone or your drone, the AI is processing the photo as you take it. So it's not unusual for your phone and the drone to the pictures right out of the bat look the best. But that doesn't mean that maybe you can't fix some things that may be happening with this Canon camera. How old is the camera?
About 6 years old.
Okay, all right. Okay, that's what I was thinking. What could be happening is that the lenses are slightly out of focus, okay? It's really hard to diagnose, but if you just Google DSLR focus calibration, and there's some good YouTube videos on it, but basically it's kind of like setting the, you know how like every once in a while you set a computer back to factory defaults, or you reboot your modem? Mm-hmm. Or you reboot the router and then suddenly you're like, oh yeah, the internet speed is back. That's kind of like what we're talking about with refocusing the calibration with the lenses. That could be an issue. Speaking of factory reset, there could be a setting that's off in the camera. And so you might just want to do a factory reset on the camera itself. And also see if there's any type of firmware. Have you ever got any firmware updates for the Canon?
I've never tried that.
I might want to try. So a couple of things. Number one, I would start with the firmware update. Because it's not like Canon will call you up and say, hey, Greg, here we are, right? Just want to let you know, we got a little update for you. We fixed some things that happened along the way. Because that's a fabulous camera, that Rebel that you bought. It is. It really is. And then look at doing a factory reset. And it may also, maybe with the firmware update, that may already happen. And then thirdly, look at, as I mentioned, the DSLR, the focus calibration, because sometimes that can get out of whack. So those are three things I'm going to send you off to check with. And, you know, I made the mistake of offering my realtor some Lipton iced tea, and I forgot that he only drinks real tea. Get it? I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Get it? I'm sorry.
I got it.
Okay.
No,
all right. Okay, good. Just wanted to make sure. Hey, thanks for playing along. You were a great, great contestant. And again, a fanny pack going out because who knew, right? Cuddlers on the internet as a side hustle. Yeah, I was kind of nervous about that myself. Hey, I don't trust big tech and you shouldn't either. You've heard me say for years that free email services like Gmail or Yahoo, they're not free. You pay with your privacy. In fact, these internet giants bank on exploiting your data by selling it to the highest bidder. Your business plan, Google has it. Your medical records, Yahoo can sell them to drug companies. And that's why I use StartMail. It makes me feel safe again. I can send encrypted emails with one click, even if the recipient doesn't use encryption. And when you delete an email, it's gone forever. Switching to StartMail is seamless too. You can easily transfer all of your current email data, so there's no starting from scratch. So dump the spy mail and get your own StartMail account right now. Head over to startmail.com/cam. That's with the letter T. You get a 7-day free trial, and you also get 50% off the first year. And that's the best price that's available to anyone. So if you love knowing that big tech isn't reading your email, that's the best deal they offer, exclusive just for you. Go to startmail.com/cam. Start with the letter T. Don't trust big tech with your data and privacy. Go to startmail.com/Kim. Do it right now. Do it while you're thinking about it. This week's digital privacy tip, 8 tech products everyone should have for their security. And number one is Juice Jack. You ever heard about that? It's where you plug something in to charge it. And when you plug it in, they're getting copies of everything. There's a little device that makes sure that doesn't happen. You can also keep conversations private with a microphone blocker. So it tricks your phone into thinking that it's plugged into a headset so nobody can record conversations. Webcam covers. I found some really cool ones. Just slide right over. RFID wallet protection, because as you're walking around, somebody can just pull everything right out of your wallet. And how about a smart floodlight cam? This is great. If somebody's walking by, the floodlight goes on, and then it starts recording. How smart is that? Hidden cam detector, hidden spy detector. If you're doing any type of VRBO, Airbnb, you're renting anywhere, you want to know if somebody's going to be recording you, this is the little gadget that will tell you. A Faraday box for your keys and your cards, and that's to make sure that people can't just grab that key fob and steal your car. And also a physical two-factor authentication security key. And for links to all of these and to learn more, look no further than the official homepage of The Kim Komando Show. That's KOMANDO.com. And when you're there, hit the link that says Kim Show. The Cuddler. Hey, there's some scam and malware alerts that have to do with Google alerts. I'm going to tell you more about that. So be sure you stay right where you are. Hey, do you have a home to keep up with? You need Angie. Find expert pros available for hundreds of projects. And what I love about it, you get upfront pricing, plus the ability to book and pay right from your phone. Angie, your home for everything home. Get the Angie app today. You're just going to really, really love it. Hey, let's talk about podcasts. Kim Komando Explains is a free podcast. And it's about 30, 45 minutes, somewhere in that. Depends upon the topic. And we have had some tremendously, phenomenally, greatly, how many L-Y's can I get in a word? Let me just tell you, they're just really good podcasts. I mean, some of them in the past, not so much. These are really, really great. Like, for example, we have the 7 Deadly Sins for Website Growth. And if you have a website, I know that you always want more traffic. I know that's what I want. Tim Ash is an expert on everything digital marketing, evolutionary psychology. We sat down with him. And these are could be the mistakes that you're making that are tanking your search engine optimization. Other recent topics, Marty Cooper, father of the cell phone. He talked about the history and where he thinks the future of the phone's going. Let me tell you, he's an amazing guy. Love that podcast. Tricks to make money on Amazon. Does 5G cause cancer and other problems? You can find our podcast, Kim Komando Explains, on Apple, Google, Spotify, Pandora, Amazon, Stitcher, TuneIn, and over at komando.com/podcasts. Take a listen, subscribe, and do me a favor, give us a great 5-star review too. I mean, love those. Mary in Madison, Wisconsin. Hi, Mary.
Hi, Kim. Thanks for taking my call. I really appreciate it.
You got it. What's going on?
I'm overwhelmed. Oh. I have 25 photo albums.
Oh.
Pictures in each one range from the little 3x5s to 11 by 17.
Okay.
I have 2 sons. They'd like to be able to look at pictures, but not, you know, sit there and go through the photo albums.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know what to do and where to put them.
25. Tell them you're not going to live long enough to get digital.
I probably am not.
I'm sorry. I don't mean to be Debbie Downer. I always like to be real positive, but 25 photo albums, that's a lot, sweetheart. I know that's a lot.
It is.
Okay, let me tell you your options. You can take pictures of the pictures in the photo albums, and there's a Google app that will let you do that.
Oh.
And it gets rid of the glare, so you're not going to worry about taking the pictures out and then putting them back in. Okay. So that's one. And then once you get them digitized, that you can upload them to Google Photos, Shutterfly, both are free. And then you can share all the photos that way. And then, you know, that's the easiest way to do it. Now, if you didn't want to take pictures of every single picture with your phone, is that what you could do? Really, you could just take these 25 photo albums, put them in a box and mail them off. And then they digitize it and then they send it back. Now, keep in mind, that costs a small fortune. So
I would think so for 25 photo
yes.
albums.
Yes, yes. You're going to have to get a side hustle as a cuddler or something like that. So so what we're going to do is put together a link to this Google app that I was telling you about that allows you to take pictures of pictures and photo albums, pictures and photo frames so you don't have to take them out. And then, you know, maybe what you do is you grab some of the really great ones, Mary, and then you send them up. And then you say, you know what, if you want more, come pick up the albums and go through them and then take your own pictures. And then you can share them with your kids and your grandkids and whoever else may to come. Because I'm your mom. I have a life, too. You know what I'm saying. I'm sure you'll sit there and do it because every other mother would, right? Because you love them. So I'll put some links together for you, Mary. I'll send them out to you, everybody else, and be at commando.com in the Q&A forum. Stay right where you are. There's a scam I need to tell you about here on the Kim Commando Show. Hey, listen, if you get a Google alert that you didn't sign up for, watch out. These scams are spreading like fire online. You need more information about it? It's over at the website. Stay right where you are. Another hour's coming up you don't want to miss here on the Westar Multimedia Network.